You're listening to Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. It's Monday, December 22nd, and I'm Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. The Chicago Bears say they're willing to explore a move to Northwest Indiana. In a letter to fans Wednesday, the team's president and CEO said it hasn't been getting the help it wants from the Illinois legislature on its proposed move to Arlington Heights. Now it wants to expand its search to include other locations. Indiana State Representative Earl Harris Jr. says there are a few potential sites in Northwest Indiana.
Hammond, I believe, has some space there, so that would be an option. When you look at what's already going on in Gary with the Hard Rock Casino, the convention center, which will be going up near Hard Rock, there is also space there.
He says there may also be some lakefront space available. Some options could potentially be closer to the Bears' current home at Soldier Field than in Arlington Heights Stadium. Harris notes that Northwest Indiana has easy access to highways, the South Shore Line, and the Gary Chicago Airport.
People that live in Chicago, that live in Illinois, that are thinking about, oh, this is another state, it's really not that far away.
Harris says he can't give a concrete proposal of what Indiana is willing to offer the team, but Governor Mike Braun and local mayors say they're interested in working with them. Candidates for the 2026 Indiana Secretary of State race are already pooling campaign donations. WFYI's Zach Castle reports that since he announced his candidacy in October, Democratic candidate Bo Bai has gathered dozens of large donations.
Bai is an attorney and the son of former Indiana Governor Evan Bai. He has already raised at least $1.16 million in large donations. About 60% of the funds are from donors with out-of-state addresses, while about 40% are from Indiana donors. These include Maryland-based billionaire Robert Johnson, Chicago-based attorney Dan Webb, members of the Indiana-based Simon family, and former Indianapolis Mayor Bart Peterson. Incumbent Diego Morales, a Republican, has reported at least $911,000 this year, and Blythe Potter, a Democratic challenger, has raised at least $20,000. The annual filing, due in January, will give a clearer picture of the candidates' finances. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can snag a last-minute Fort Wayne-themed gift at Hyde Brothers Booksellers or Copy Solutions Southwest. Recently, we've found cool vintage photo books at both shops, including an entire section devoted to local authors at Copy Solutions. You can also work off your holiday indulgences with a post-Christmas dance party at the Fairfield. On December 26th, they're hosting a free Jingle Bash Wonderland at Pinhouse Social from 9 to 11 p.m., complete with over-the-top Christmas outfits and live DJs all night. That's a quick look at our top thing to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to The Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at wboi.org or on the WBOI app.